And we're back, and I'm joined by Peter Greenberg. And, you know, one can say an awful lot of things about Peter Greenberg, and I'm going to start with a couple of them. First of all, Peter has been an icon in this industry for a long, long time, and we're really pleased to have him with us today. And he's one of the nation's best-known travel experts, and his editorial director for TravelNewsToday.com, and AOL's contributing editor. And as I say, a legend in the travel industry. It's a pleasure to have him with us today. Good morning, Peter.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened. We kind of lost you there for that moment. It's all this technology stuff today.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. How about you? Can you hear me fine?
I'm hearing you a little muffled. I'm going to close the door.
First of all, I've already given you the introduction. I don't know if you could hear it, but the audience certainly could. And I thought what we might chat about today, if you will, Peter, is the holiday coming up. What kind of suggestions would you give to our travelers?
Well, the bottom line about the holiday is that anybody who travels on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is performing a suicidal act. That Wednesday is the busiest travel day of the entire year, only followed by Sunday, the return.
Right.
And the smart thing to do is to travel on Thanksgiving Day itself as early as you can. You'll save airfares as much as 80%. And then here comes the fun part. You still get to go where you need to go in time to carve the turkey. You overnight on Thanksgiving night, and you come back on Friday late afternoon or evening. Once again, the only traffic you'll run into on Friday is at the shopping malls, not at the airports. The airports will be empty. You'll save as much as 80% on your airfare. And here comes the best news. You get home in time to enjoy the weekend while everybody else is out schlepping.
Good advice. Good advice. What about fuel? I mean, obviously, people are driving. Are there any tips there?
Sure. The same principles apply. You're not going to save money at the gas pump. The gas is what it is. But if you leave late Tuesday night or very, very early Thursday morning, you'll save money because you're not going to be stuck on the freeways. Anybody who travels by car on Wednesday is in the same boat, no pun intended, as those people who are flying. Long lines, delays, and you're going to be burning up gas just sitting there on the road.
That's you're absolutely right about that. Now, what about the Internet, Peter? Are there some quick ways to try and get some information to maybe save some money?
There's some great ways on the Internet right now. I just started a new initiative with AOL, so people who sign on to AOL get to see me up on the screen every day giving you very important tips that's essential information for you to use when you travel. The danger about the Internet is that so much of the Internet poses as being informational when, in fact, it's transactional. So the only reason why I agreed to do this for AOL is to give people content as king. Give them the information they need to have so they can make reasonably intelligent decisions and be good comparison shoppers. So the Internet as a whole is a very good research tool, and sometimes you can buy on it. I'm also a big fan of the human interaction. Talk to a human being and get some comparison fares before you get locked in on any one particular site. Other than AOL, there's site59.com. I like that site a lot because of last-minute travel.
Yeah,
there's
we
Pinpoint
use that
Travel. And there's Kayak, which is a very good search engine, which searches a lot of sites.
Yeah, we use Site59 a lot. We find that that works really well. Let's see, what else? What about security at the airport? It's going to be horrendous, wouldn't you think, over the holiday?
It is, and here's what you need to know. You know, I haven't checked the bag domestically in 8 years. I believe there are two kinds of airline bags, carry-on and lost, plus the time involved. So what I do is I actually ship my bags ahead of time. I use FedEx, but you can use DHL or UPS or about 15 other services that will courier your bags door-to-door, and I actually save between an hour and a half and 2.5 hours of my life every time I travel simply by not checking bags.
Now, can you do that to a hotel from...
Not only can you do it to a hotel, when I get to the hotel, guess what's waiting for me in my room?
Your bag.
How cool is that?
That's really cool. Now, how about expense? Is it expensive, Peter?
Well, here's the difference. Everybody knows when Thanksgiving is. Everybody knows where Christmas is.
Right.
Most people normally know in advance when they're going to travel, so you can ship 2 and 3 days in advance and get a discount. And let's face it, when you're coming home, your dirty laundry does not need to be there positively overnight. It can come 2 or 3 days later, and you can save a lot of money. And anybody who wants to know how much it costs, I answer that by saying, how much is it worth? It's certainly worth to me to save an hour and a half to 2.5 hours of my life by not checking bags.
Yeah, it's an interesting point because we did interview someone who has that service, and it's quite informative because I don't think a lot of people realize you can do this. I mean, people know you can send stuff via FedEx, but I don't think they realize that there are a number.
I'll tell you a funny story. When my first book came out, The Travel Detective, it featured me on the cover posing with my suitcases. My mom got the first copy. You know who got the second copy? Vince, my FedEx guy. Because he knew those bags better than anybody.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, that's really super. Tell me about AOL and what you're doing with them.
Well, what I'm doing on AOL is if you go on the AOL site and then go to AOL Travel, what you'll see is me pop up on the video with streaming video with good, important, up-to-the-minute travel tips. Let's face it, travel is news.
Right.
It's not just back-of-the-book pretty pictures. It's news, and people need information in real time in a real-world scenario that they can use to make independent and intelligent decisions about their travel. So that's what I'm hoping to do, and we just started it this week.
That's what I understand. Actually, on what, the 16th, I guess?
We just started it on the 15th, yeah.
The 15th or 16th, yeah. Now, will there be links, Peter, to some of these useful things like Site 59 and all of that?
I'm sure there'll be links, but one of the things that I think is important to note is not only on the AOL site, but even on my own newsletter site, which is travelnewstoday.com, I'm not a big fan of promotional links where you're always selling something. I think that's a big mistake. I think the credibility is an issue here, and I work very hard to make sure that the credibility stays.
Yeah, that's the way we do it with our site as well. We have links, but we don't book anything on the site. But we try to have in-depth, good, solid information like the sort of thing that you're
doing. I agree.
But now, it may be interesting for us to link to your site because they can get that kind of information.
Well, you know what? Either AOL Travel or the other site, which is TravelNewsToday.com, which I do as a partnership with NBC. So, you know, we now embrace the concept, which needs to be embraced, that travel really is news.
Now, we have about another minute. Can you tell us a little bit about your travel detective book, Secrets
Sure.
That Can't...
I do a series of books called The Travel Detective. There are four out there now. The fifth comes out in May. And it's all about, you know, being not a victim, meaning how to beat the airlines, the hotels, the cruise lines, the rental cars at their own game, playing by their rules. And the new travel detective book that comes out in May might surprise you. It's actually called The Traveler's Diet. I travel 400,000 miles a year, and I couldn't keep the weight off. In fact, I packed it on. I was desperately in need of losing weight, and I had to figure out a way to do it, still keeping up that travel schedule, and that's what I've done. If I can travel 400,000 miles a year and lose 60 pounds, which is what I'm doing, anybody can do it, and I'm going to tell you how to do it in that book.
Well, that's good, and we look forward to seeing that. Maybe we can have you back on, and we'll chat about the book, because not only you're our hero, you're certainly Johnny Descala's hero, because he's on the road all the time.
We love Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny's a regular. He's on every other week. Peter,
yeah, great.
I can't thank you enough, and we look forward to talking to you again
soon.
Hey,
thanks again. I look forward to it, too.
It's a pleasure. Peter Greenberg, a legend in his own time.